Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Build-Up at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Build-Up at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey, welcome into the Morning Buzz. We are brought to you by Remy Martin, and we thank Remy Martin for their continued partnership. I'm Lawrence. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're watching the podcast on YouTube, that's great. A lot of people watched last night's pod. That is much appreciated. Please subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. Totally free. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, peace to you as well. Thanks to everyone who has supported House of L since its inception. I'm still in Vegas. I was thinking about it. This is the longest that I've ever been away from Chicago. It's crazy, right? Because it'll end up being 11 days, or I guess technically 12, by the time I land in Chicago. And I am ready to go home. Like, this experience is great, but you know how Vegas can be. And we haven't even gone that hard. Like, I'm definitely not at the point in my life where I'm out here clubbing and stuff. Like, so that's not a thing. But, you know, the energy of Vegas, you need that energy all the time. And I've taken plenty of disco naps. Let's put it that way. But I've been pretty good about staying on, like, working out. And I did, like, 45 minutes of yoga this morning. It was incredible. And the air out here is great, so I try to get outside. Like, that was the one thing I noticed. In Phoenix, it was easy. Like, the Airbnb that I was at, I just was outside. Like, you open the door and you're outside. But with being out here, like, you know, you got to go down. I'm on a high floor in this really awesome room that they gave us here at Circa. It's pretty amazing, quite honestly, how amazing this room is. And they had everything. They set it up for us in the cabana to be able to watch the Bears game with the sound on. Now, we were at Stadium Swim at the time, so it was kind of loud. So we really had to work to, like, listen to what was happening inside the game. Not that we really needed a ton of analysis, because we were able to analyze. I love it when you analyze. Analyze the game on our own. It was quite the experience, man, of being down there and watching, because there are a lot of Bears fans that are here at Circa, and watching them, people were just like, screw it, I'm going to jump in the pool, I'm going to get a beer, which is great. I have this thing, I was wondering about this when I was in Arizona, and if you want to comment in the comments on this, and I promise I'll get to, like, bear stuff in a second, like actual bear stuff in a second. But when you go on a sports road trip, does what happens in the game affect the trip? Because I was thinking about this when I was in Arizona and seeing Bears fans leave that place in the third quarter and seeing Bears fans who maybe had a trip to Chicago and went and saw the Bears at Soldier Field, and seeing them leave in droves in the fourth quarter, or Bears fans here in Las Vegas that are watching the game by the pool. If, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to go out to Vegas and we're going to watch the Bears and we're going to hang out at the pool. If your experience is marred by the fact that the Bears as an organization now are acting real incompetent. Let me get to them, and I don't want to hold you, but I do have some things that I want to say, and we'll say more stuff when we get on the air this afternoon. I keep going back to this. This is where I'm at, the way that I see it, my point of view. How can you look at everything that's happened with Matt Eberflus and say he is worthy of continuing in the job? Even if you have precedent, decade upon decade of precedent of you not firing a coach during a season, how can you look at like any objective measure of coaching, okay, and say he needs to continue? And as you know, I'm not the fire the coach guy. I just think that where we're at right now, what's your rubric? Is it record? Because if it's record, that says fire the man, but the man should have been fired. And it's interesting to me that the sunk cost of Matt Eberflus allows the Bears to not look at the situation with Eberflus like they looked at the situation with Justin Fields. If you had all this data on Justin Fields and you made it through 34 games or however many games he started for the Bears, and you came to your conclusion that you were ready to move on, okay, I disagreed with it, but okay. How are you not using the same thing when you look at Matt Eberflus? Because Matt Eberflus can affect more people. The other thing that I can't get over is his hiring history is just poor. If he was the greatest game day coach alive and he had bad hiring, you could overlook it. But he doesn't. He's not a great game day coach. We know that he struggles when it comes to clock management. It happened in yesterday's game that there were clock management issues for the Bears. So what is the thing that he does? Tell me what you do.
Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
What's the thing that you do that makes it so that you should still be the head coach of the team? I'm having a really hard time figuring it out. If you're saying, well, he's a great defensive play caller, awesome. There's a job title for that. It's called defensive coordinator. His job is supposed to be to wrangle the entire team. And we keep seeing that you've had to either fire coordinators or, when you look in the case of Shane Waldron, ideally demote someone that you just hired. That's a reflection on you. In no other business, and probably not even in this business, is this allowed, like, for one of your chief executives to continue to hire poorly and retain their job and their power. I don't see how Ryan Poles, and you can move up a level too, and you can go, hey man, you oversaw this one. If we want to give Ryan Poles the benefit of the doubt about Luke Getsy because you were in a rush and you had to hire someone quick. First of all, your head coach should have a plan and he should be hiring the best people. And clearly Luke Getsy wasn't the best person. He was a proximity hire. He sat next to Aaron Rodgers. Therefore, they put that he was able to succeed with Aaron Rodgers, as if Aaron Rodgers wasn't a fully formed quarterback by the time that Luke Getsy stepped his ass into Green Bay. So you look at the hire there, you look at the hire of Alan Williams, you look at the hire of Shane Waldron, and you just go, what are you good at? You're not good at delegating. You're not good at hiring. You're not good on game day. What are you good at? What's your identity as a head coach? I keep, like, to me, it's fascinating watching the glow up floos thing because it's exactly what it seems like. It's completely cosmetic. There's nothing underneath. It is there. Like, he is using however we want to call it, and I'm not that versed in makeup, but it's concealer. It's cover up. That's all he is. That's all that beard and that haircut was. There should be substance that goes along with that. And he clearly doesn't have it. And I thought that maybe there had been a moment that he had once he took over play calling where he connected with players. I don't know if I've seen a locker room this disconnected since Mark Trestman. They don't believe, and they have no reason to. And you have no reason to. And what's scary is if Ryan Poles is still holding on to some belief on Matt Eberflus, then it's an indictment on him too. And it's part of the reason why I haven't been as quick as others have been to just throw bouquets at Ryan Poles. Because there's something that's not right. There's stuff that you would think he would see as a general manager that he doesn't. This is a guy, he and his assistant general manager, both of these guys are supposed to have expertise in offensive line play. Have you seen the Bears offensive line get better in 3 years? Nope. And they can point to injuries all they want. You know who else had injuries on the offensive line? The New England Patriots yesterday. And you know what they chose to do? Go double tight and triple tight and run the football. Ryan Poles talked about depth on the offensive line, that this is as deep as the room has ever been. Just having bodies isn't equal to quality depth. So you have a head coach who struggles in all facets. You have a general manager that, by not firing him, is defending him. By not firing him at the end of last season, is defending him. And now we're all looking sideways at him and going, for all of those trades and all of that draft capital, you got the guy and you got a bunch of guys around him, and you're in the middle of ruining him because you can't hire and your coach can't hire. And that's a shame, and it's a shame for Bears fans. And more embarrassment is coming your way. You saw what happened last night with Detroit. That team is taking no prisoners. They will figure out a way to win. Even if things aren't right, they will figure out a way to win. Everyone in Green Bay wants a piece of the Bears, and the Vikings are out here fighting for their lives and succeeding. And your next three games are in 11 days against those three opponents. So as embarrassing as it was on the lakefront yesterday, there's more embarrassment to come. But things have got to change. And even the perspective of the people in charge of the Bears has to change. And if it doesn't, then they're doomed, and we're doomed as people who watch the Bears. Because this is terrible, and what happened yesterday deserves consequences. And the sad part is, I don't know if any consequence that they will serve up over the next week will be big enough. Because a lot of people need to be checking themselves right now. I think they've been smelling themselves for a long time. And there's a part of me that's really happy that they're being slapped in the face with reality. But that ends up ruining your Sundays and Thursdays and Mondays. And that sucks. But we'll see. Appreciate you watching. Appreciate everyone who's listening on Spotify and Apple. Thanks for your support of House of L. Thanks to Remy Martin. Looking forward to getting back home and doing some content with the Remy Martin people. Shout out to my guy Jim, who's out here trying to get me with all the Remy Martin folks, and it's appreciated. And I will talk to you next time. And my hope is that things will get better. But when you have the same people making the same decisions, it doesn't seem like that's possible. Peace.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances, plus take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Passload's fuel system makes their cordless nailers the lightest weight in the market, providing longer run times between charges and portability on the job site without hoses or compressors. Start working more efficiently and pick one up today. Save big on Passload nailers and fasteners now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.